Welcome aboard the Story Ark. I'm your captain, Kenny Mears, and let's take a voyage together. The Appalachian Mountains are a unique region known for their unusual and supernatural ongoings. These ancient hills are said to be haunted by ghosts, conjure women, and boogers alike. Today's storyteller Elizabeth hails from the South and is here to share with us a classic Appalachian booger story. Here's Elizabeth.
I am Elizabeth Gibson. I am a professional storyteller. I've been telling for about 6 years now. I come from a Southern family where storytelling was pretty much a family tradition. And then when I found out years later that it actually is also a professional career, then I became really excited to know that and haven't really looked back last 6 years. So I've told at festivals, and I love to tell in intimate settings as well. So today, for my first story, I am going to tell an old Appalachian folk tale. Now, my stories deal with the supernatural. In the South, there are three types of spook tales. The first one are haint stories or ghost tales. The second are tales about conjure women or witch tales. And then the third type is about some type of supernatural varmint or animal, and those are called booger tales. So Taily Po, although out west it's often referred to as being an Appalachian ghost story, it's actually a booger tale. So here we go, Taily Po. Long, long ago, there lived a really old man in a very old cabin on a mountaintop surrounded by a thick, dense, dark forest. Now, this man lived all alone except for his three hunting dogs, Uno, Ino, and Kumtko Calico. Now, these were times of great hunger and want. So one day, the old man went out on his porch and he called his three dogs, Uno, Ino, Kumtko Calico, here, here, here. And the dogs came out from under the porch and bounded up to their master. Today, we have to go a-hunting, or tonight we're going to go to bed hungry. So he went inside and got his hunting hat, his hunting coat and satchel, and his rifle, and off they went deep into the dense, thick forest. They were there all day, and at the end, all they caught was one rabbit. And the old man said, hunting all day, and all I have to show for it is one scrawny rabbit. But what could he do? So they went home. He skinned the rabbit, chopped it up, put it in a pot with water and vegetables, and then stirred it for a long time. When it was finished, he had a bowl and then gave the rest to his dogs. I'm still gonna be hungry, the old man said. But what could he do but go to bed? And so he did. He pulled the covers up, and soon he had drifted off to sleep. Somewhere in the middle of the night, he was awakened by a strange sound, and it went like this. Screech, scratch. Screech, scratch, coming from the walls of the outside of the cabin, and the old man sat up in bed. Screech, scratch. He looked across on the opposite side of the wall, opposite from his bed, and there was a little chink hole between the two logs, and as he stared at it, screech, scratch, a head popped through. And it had long, skinny ears, eyes that glowed red gold, and long fingers like claws. And it slithered out through the chink hole and began coming across the wall of the cabin towards him. Screech, scratch. And the old man shuddered under the covers and went, oh, oh, and scratch, scratch. Very carefully, he reached his right arm up and felt for the handle of an axe that was mounted on the cabin wall next to his bed. And he waited, scratch, scratch. And he waited, scratch, scratch. And whack! Down it came, and he separated the tail of the varmint from the varmint, and the thing went screaming across the cabin wall and out through the chink hole. And the old man was left holding this big, thick tail. And he said, I'm gonna make myself some stew. So he took the tail and he skinned it and chopped it up and put it in the pot with some water and the rest of his vegetables. And he stirred it for a long time. When it was done, he had a bowl and then another one. And then he gave what remained to his dogs. And now when he went to bed, he wasn't hungry anymore. So he pulled up the covers and quickly went off to sleep. Somewhere in the middle of the night, he heard a ruckus out by the split rail fence that went around the perimeter of his property. He heard a clanging and a banging and a knocking and a dropping and a screeching and a scratching. And then suddenly it stopped and he heard,
Tailypo, Tailypo, all I want. It's my tailypo.
And the old man jumped up and he ran to the door. He flung it open. He called his dogs. Uno, Anno, Comptico, Calico, here, here, here. They came out from under the porch and bounded up to their master. Get it. He pointed towards the varmint and they went out after him. They went yipping, yipping and jumped over the split rail fence, up over the hill, down into the ravine, up over the next hill. And they heard he heard the barking go softer and softer, softer as they chased that varmint. And he listened, and then soon the barking grew louder as they came back down into the ravine, up over the hill, up over the fence, and back to their master. Good dog, he said. And they went back under the porch. He came in, closed the cabin door, got into bed, pulled up the cover. And eventually, he went off to sleep. Somewhere a little while longer, a little later, a wind picked up down in the valley and began to whirl and swirl and whip up around the tops of the mountains and in the trees, and somewhere in the breeze he heard,
Tailypo, Tailypo, I'm coming to get my Tailypo.
And the voice got louder and closer and louder and closer. And the old man sat up in bed. And then he jumped up and he went to the door and he flung it open and he called his dogs. Uno, Anno, Comptico, Calico, here, here, here. And the dogs came out from under the porch and bounded up to their master. Go get it, he yelled. And off they went, yipping and yapping, up over the split rail fence, over the hill, down into the ravine, up over the next hill. And then he heard them going farther and farther until he could hear them no longer. And he waited. And he waited. That thing had taken those dogs and led them deep down into the swamp and had lost them. And the old man knew that now he was all alone. But what could he do? He backed back into the cabin, closed the door, took the big wooden bolt and placed it over the door. He grabbed some rags and he stuck them into the chink hole between the two logs. And then he backed back into his bed and laid down, pulled the kivers up close to his chin, and he stayed awake a long time. But eventually, sleep overtook him, and he drifted off. Suddenly, he was awakened by a weird noise. It was the scratch, 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 scratch on the outside of the cabin walls. Scratch, scratch. The rags went out of the chink hole, down the cabin walls. Scratch, scratch, across the floor. Scratch, scratch, till that thing stopped somewhere on the floor, right at the foot of the bed. The old man looked down at his feet, and up popped a head. And it had long, skinny ears, eyes that glowed red gold, and long fingers like claws. And the thing looked the man square in the face and said,
"You know, and I know, I'm coming to get my tailie pole."
And the old man sat up in bed and he said, "I ain't got your tailie po."
"Yes, you have. You have got my tailie po."
And the thing scratched everything all to pieces. Today, all that exists of the old man's cabin is the stone chimney that stands like a lone sentinel on the top of the hill. But down in the valley, folks say that when the moon is full and the wind picks up in the valley and whirls and swirls around the mountaintops and into the trees, you can sometimes hear a voice, and it says,
"Tailie po. Tailie po. Now I've got my tailie po."
The Story Arc is a production of Food for Thought Audio. This episode was written, produced, and edited by me, Kenny Mears. We'd like to thank today's storyteller, Elizabeth Atkinson Gibson, for sharing her story. Elizabeth is a member of the Utah Storytelling Guild and a professional storyteller. You can find more information on her website, thetellerist.com. Be sure to follow us on Facebook, YouTube, or Instagram, or wherever you listen to podcasts for more content. And until next time, thanks for listening.